Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, after a record cool day yesterday, as expected, we topped that at just 69 and broke the record for the date of the lowest high temperature for May 13th of 70 degrees set way back in 1903. A nice cool start this morning, but we'll have more sunshine today, and that'll help boost those temperatures into the 70s. Still below average, ought to be in the low to mid 80s this time of year, so we'll be below average, but when you're below average in the middle of May, that's really... That's a gift, folks. It's nice. It's not anything bitter, that's for sure. And you'll be able to open up the windows at times, especially tonight. We'll drop back down into the 50s. We will continue to have a stiff onshore wind out of the east and northeast, so it'll be especially brisk at our beaches. And just enough moisture today to trigger maybe an isolated shower moving in off the Atlantic, but it would be very hit and miss, not much, after yesterday's widespread rainfall that averaged about a tenth to a third of an inch with a couple of spots as much as a half inch of rain. As we head through your weekend, not a whole lot of change. The winds continue generally out of an easterly direction. We'll gradually modify the air mass, in other words, a slow warming trend, but it'll be breezy at the beaches. There'll be a high rip current risk. The best advice really would be to stay out of the water through the weekend. And temperatures will struggle to get out of the 70s at the beaches all weekend long, so it'll be relatively cool. Water temperatures are right now anywhere between about 72 and 74 degrees. Inland areas will hit the upper 70s tomorrow and the low 80s on Sunday. Again, for this time of year, very comfortable, quite honestly. And then as we get into the early part of next week, the gradual warming trend continues. Low to mid 80s on Monday, in the mid 80s on Tuesday. Enough humidity by Tuesday and through the middle part of next week for at least some scattered showers at times. But I don't see any real strong, well-organized storm system, it would appear right now, through at least the middle of next week. And updated in the Burrish blog, more on Hurricane Awareness Week, which is winding down now, but always want to be prepared in advance of the start of the hurricane season, which is now down to just a little bit over 2 weeks away, 2.5 weeks to the official start of the hurricane season. I might mention that there are some hints of maybe some attempts at some low pressure developing over the Gulf of Mexico in the long range. That might be something to watch. It wouldn't be anything of real great consequence, but just words of wisdom, stay prepared or get prepared, and then stay prepared throughout the hurricane season, which of course officially begins on June 1st. And in the Burrish blog, I talk about the Salvation Army's need for disaster volunteers right now, right here at home, and a link to get that information and how you can volunteer. And Florida State conducting an interesting research study. Florida State has an outstanding meteorology program, particularly in tropical meteorology. But there's a study ongoing there from Florida State that'll continue through July 1st about the cone, the forecast cone. Remember how we talk about that a lot? You see it a lot. It is misinterpreted oftentimes. And so there's research being done on that and how to maybe make it more effective, especially when communicating the risk of hurricanes and where it's headed and what kind of damage it might do. So there's a link to that study, and you can help out giving your information as to how that might change that cone of uncertainty, as it's sometimes referred to, in the long run. That's, again, in the Burrish blog at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. Have a great and safe weekend. Take care of yourself and one another with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.